Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to continue our conversation with the senior editor of Lindy Sports Pro Basketball Magazine. That is Roland Lazenby. He is a basketball historian and also Mark It Down, October 25th, a fascinating new book that will be released. It is titled Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. Okay, so when we talk about Kobe Bryant, how would you describe his final year in the league? Because it wasn't necessarily what NBA fans, Laker fans were accustomed to, but he did have that epic 60-point performance.
Right. I think in a word, it was tremendously disappointing, not just for the fans, for Kobe himself. Yeah. And there were some in Phil Jackson's camp who saw it coming, that Achilles injury for an older athlete, and Kobe had made a career of grinding his way to greatness. He was not going to let anyone outwork him. There was a constant question, is this guy engaging in nonstop overkill? Is he going to wear himself down? And it looked for so much of last season like he had done just that, that it was unwatchable, and he had. But somewhere in that store, he closed it out with that wild 60-point game. Mm-hmm. And that is so crazy in so many ways. But that's Kobe. He's capable of that, just like his old man Joe Bryant in the Italian League could punch up 60. It's something he'd been watching and observing and idolizing since he was a little guy riding on the team bus with his old man and his teammates, telling them, I'm going to be better than all you guys.
Wow. That's amazing. Hey, Roland Lazenby with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we zero in on his new book about Kobe Bryant. Of course, Kobe was an 18-time All-Star, scored 81 points in a game, the league's MVP, truly one of basketball's greatest players, and perhaps most complicated. So tell me this, I mean, does it focus on Kobe Bryant and some of the relationships that helped him develop his greatness?
It does. It focuses on his singular greatness. It focuses on that relationship with his father and mother. It was viewed by many as an ideal family relationship, and then it became impossible, and Kobe threw all of them out of his life on the eve of the 2001 playoffs, and no one even knew about it. He sold the house out from under them and repossessed their cars and closed his business that they were all working for.
Oh, my.
He ditched his family, and it's been a sort of a tragic story. The book explains it. It's a difficult thing. But Kobe was a child who had was becoming a man, and had the massive amounts of money in his life. It's a fairly common tale sometimes, not to the extremes that Kobe lived it by getting rid of everyone, but it's a common tale, all the conflicts with the money and the instant fame and wealth and all of that engender. So it's an amazing story that he was able to do these things and still play at the high level he did. I mean, he literally did this the week of the playoffs as they began. And so, and he was left all alone in the championship locker room in Philadelphia, and later sobbed when one of his uncles came to see him.
Do you think there's any chance for reconciliation with his family? Or
well, they later had they had some warmth here or there, and then, you know, there were the lawsuits or the threatened lawsuits and the legal action when Kobe's parents tried to sell his memorabilia to an auction house. And at the time, it was thought those things were going to kill a relationship forever. I wanted to write about it. I think it's important. I didn't want to rub their noses in it. I want them to you know, you're right about people. You'd have to be inhuman not to care about them. And so, my best hope is that they reconcile.
Yes.
And they find, I know Kobe's mother has had some health issues this summer. And so sometimes those things open the door. I don't know. When I write these biographies, I think you have to mix the personal with the life on the court. Because, well, whether it's Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or Jerry West, it's all the other things in life that make their ability to be superstars so amazing. As a biographer, I want to tell enough for the reader to have that sense. Wow, this is what they were going through while, you know, Jordan was doing this or Kobe is doing that. But you want to pull back so that you're not invading. They are obviously very much high-achieving human beings, and they are the object of a lot of people's interest.
Yes.
But you want to pull back enough so that families have their own room.
The senior editor of Lindy Sports, pro basketball magazine, sports writer, author, and basketball historian, has just the book is going to be released October 25th. It is going to be fascinating, titled Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. Congratulations on that, Roland, and I can't wait to get a copy and go through that. And, of course, always an open invitation. We will definitely have you back and have you on the program and go into it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa. Really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay with us. You don't want to miss.